wonky.
Yeah. Would you say the same thing, or would you mind saying words just to?
Now in the cities, they might call it a smog, which would be probably a combination of fog and smoke and
yeah.
pollution. You know, would call it a smog. But out here, it's just a fog. That's
is that how would you pronounce the word?
Fog.
Okay. We're listening to the vowel there. That's
mm-hmm.
you know, fog and fog.
Yeah.
So what has it done since early this morning?
Well, it finally lifts, as you say.
Yeah.
And disappears.
Do they have any bad rainstorms around here? You mentioned unplugging the television.
Yes. We have some severe electrical storms. And some strong winds at times.
Is that your word for just electrical storm? Would you call it anything else? Or?
That's the common term.
Call it a thunderstorm? Or?
Well, occasionally. They're referred to as thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
And,
how about different kinds of rain? Do you differentiate between different kinds of rain? I mean, different. Obviously, rain is more or less the same kind, but I mean...
Well, you mean different forms of precipitation?
Yeah.
Well, we have the common rain, and then we have a sleet.
Well, no, what I meant was if it rains real hard, say, really to the point where it's just washing people's fields away. And
well, that can be called a downpour
mm-hmm.
or a flash flood.
You ever heard?
Several inches
mm-hmm.
in a short length of time.
Yeah. That's
it can be called, we call it a downpour or a flash flood.
Okay. You ever hear any other terms for it? You ever heard the term gully washer? Or?
I thought that's what you were after. Maybe he hasn't, but
well,
I grew up with a gully washer.
I've heard that expression, but it isn't common.
No.
For us to use it around here.
I got it into mod at least once. So
oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why I asked. What if it just, you sort of have a little, a brief rain doesn't last very long?
A sprinkle. We call that a sprinkle.
Is a sprinkle where it rains fairly hard but for a short period, or where it just sort of barely raining?
It just...
Barely raining.
A very light rain.
What do you have if it rains for about 15 minutes but rains at a respectable rate?
That's a shower.
Yes, we call that a shower.
Okay, how about if it's not even quite raining, just sort of faces wet when you go outside? You have that kind of rain?
We call that a mist.
Just a mist?
Yes.
Okay. How about if you don't get any rain for a while, what do you call that?
A drought.
Okay, is that any particular length of time? How long does it have to be to qualify as a drought?
Well, it depends upon how much moisture there is in the soil
mm-hmm.
to keep the crops from burning. If there's a good amount of moisture and a lot of subsoil moisture, well, then the crops can go along for quite a while
mm-hmm.
without showing signs of drought.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, you
or
really
stress.
You just take a look and see how the crops are doing. If the crops are doing okay, it's not a drought.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Although the rains could be quite a ways apart. It all depends upon the amount of moisture in the soil and in the subsoil.
Mm-hmm. If there isn't any wind, and all of a sudden there is wind, you can say that the wind has, how would you say that? The wind is, I'm phrasing this too.
Well, if there's just a little wind, we call that a breeze.
Mm-hmm. But the point is, if the wind is increasing, what do you call it?
Picking up.
I suppose.
Is that what you say, picking up?
Picking up.
Mm-hmm. You would say anything like breezing up or
no.
No.
Rising? Or?